Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. And this week I'm talking about doing your part. I talk about getting nervous about the upcoming election because there's so much going on, bad stuff that's going to possibly derail the election. At least the leftists hope so. But it's a huge machine. They have a lot of stuff at their disposal to disrupt the real election. If we held the election today and there was no cheating at all, none, it would be a landslide for Trump. I mean, we all know it. If the ultra-left media has Trump even neck and neck or winning by a couple, that means it's a landslide already. So we all know that Trump is going to win. But the thing that makes me nervous, the thing that keeps me up at night, so to speak, is we got to do everything we can. We got to do everything we can to ensure that they don't pencil whip us and beat us by cheating. So listen to the podcast. Listen to future podcasts. I'm going to have lots of recommendations of things we can do, little things. I mean, any of us are not going to be able to do one big thing and make it all good. We all have to do our little part, you know, an example of talking to your election board and getting on board with being at the polls on election day. And that's just one little thing. Like I said, I'm going to have recommendations from now until November of things we can do to ensure that we have an honest election. And whoever wins it, wins it. I mean, we know who's going to win. The left is more aware of it than a lot of us on the right because they're scared to death, basically. So, anyways, keep listening to this podcast. There's lots of stuff we can do. Lots of, you know, little stuff. You don't have to give up all of your time, effort, and energy. All you got to do is give a little bit. And if every single one of us gives a little bit, it'll be a massive thing. And we'll win this election. We'll get America back on track. And we'll have energy independence. And our economy won't stink. And the whole world will respect us again instead of laughing at us. That's what we need to do. I hope everybody in this country realizes that and says, okay, we got to do the right thing here. Let's get her done. Even if we don't like the man, we know we got to do what we got to do to get this country back again. I get nervous about the future sometimes. I fear that if Donald Trump doesn't get elected, we're in for a massive degradation of our wonderful, perfect country. I think back about all who have sacrificed, fought, and died for this country and all that it stands for. And I can't help but be sad that it's slipping away. I fear that even though President Trump is the clear choice to get us back to great again, a lot of people have been brainwashed, and they don't know that that's true. I was doing some research the other day, and I wanted to get some numbers on the upcoming, and I had to wade through pages and pages, literally, of ultra-left-wing junk before I found something that was even remotely realistic. That's my fear. The propaganda machine on the left is deep. They have the schools, almost all the news media, thank you, Fox. Social media slanted massively towards the left, and daytime television is disgustingly leftist. If you're a young person and you just want to get a little bit clearer picture of what the Republicans offer, it'd be almost impossible to do so. I feel like there's a relatively small group of people who know what needs to be done, and standing in their way is this massive tidal wave of misinformation and lies that people are bombarded with all day, every day. And the truth is hard to get out there to the people who are going to be voting. The left in this country have set up a massive machine that doesn't allow for anything to be seen other than the lies they spew out there. They control, for the most part, what people see when they turn on their televisions, their computers, or look at their phones. It's inescapable, and it was created by a lot of very influential people who like things the way they are because they're getting rich with the status quo. If we elect Donald Trump and start doing things right, they won't be able to ride the gravy train any longer. They're big and powerful, and we have to do all we can to shine the light of truth. I have huge confidence in President Trump to fight for what is right, but I also feel that even if we get the message out and we get the votes and the Electoral College, we will still have to fight the cheating that goes on in elections these days. With early voting and absentee voting, it's too difficult to ensure all votes are counted properly. It gives unscrupulous people too much of an opportunity to cheat. And we all know that one side of the aisle cheats when it's easier not to. I have all these fears because even though I'm an old fucker, and I could write out just about anything that happened, I have kids. I have kids that are growing up and raising their own families in this country, and I know that it can be great. And they could have all the opportunities that I and my generation had growing up here. But if we don't get back on course, we're fucked. And that means our children are fucked. It's not hard to see the massive rise in crime. Everybody sees the images of tent cities within our major cities where really bad people live and defecate on the sidewalks and do drugs. You know, a lot of kids are just entering the workforce. They get their first paycheck and they go, where's all my money go? Massive chunk of their paychecks simply disappear. And they are left wondering, where's it go? And even though they may not completely understand the incredible problems created by the massive number of illegals coming into this country, down at the borders, and up at the borders, they do know that there is something wrong with it, and it must stop. We have to use everything that we have at our disposal to let these kids see what could happen if we don't get this handled. I've tried to figure out what I can do to help, and volunteering to work at a polling station seems like a great way to do even a little bit for the effort. It's going to take all of us taking on the responsibility of figuring out what little thing we can do in this effort. Everyone, I mean everyone interested in saving this country, has to do a little bit here and a little bit there. And if we all do our part, it turns into a huge thing. And that's what it's going to take. I have an analogy. It's probably not a very good one. It's like a little kid on the playground at school. He's trying to do the right thing and treat everybody fairly, and he's doing everything he can to help other little kids that might be having some problems. On the other side of the playground is this big bully who tells all the little kids he will give them candy and special presents. And even though they're mostly all good kids, the bully tells them all they have to do is throw dirt clods at the good kid and say bad, untrue things about him and abandon the good kid and join his group. That's all they got to do to get the presents. It sounds good to a lot of little kids. Candy and presents. Who can say no to that? The problem is, the big bully has no intention of giving them the things that he has promised. The few things that he does give them, he stole from the good kid. All he really cares about is being in complete control of everything that goes on in the playground. There used to be a principal at the school who would watch out for that kind of behavior and ensure that it's nipped in the bud and that the bully doesn't get away with it. Sadly, the principal has gone woke, and that means anything goes, especially since the bully has offered the principal a cut of the loot. And that's only after the bully has gone through all of his stolen loot and kept most of it for himself. My point is being that even though President Trump is ahead in all the polls, and his opponent is a teetering old geezer who can't speak coherently or even walk for that regard, it's going to be a huge mountain that we have to climb to ensure a victory for President Trump. And we all have to do what we can to make the election a landslide in his favor. Stay tuned to this podcast for many recommendations on what we can all do. But for now, talk to everybody you know. Ask them to please vote. Any Republican that sits at home and doesn't go vote this November is begging for this country to fall into the abyss. Also, check with your election board. Volunteer to work at the election. You know, there's no silver bullet, no panacea that will ensure a fair election. It's just going to take all of us giving just a little bit of our time and energy